identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
CFW 105.7 CFW.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Don't let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm a slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Working with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
myself is I'm a name on a list. I try to be discreet, but then blow it again. All lost and found, it's my final mistake. She's loving by proxy, no give or I'll take. Cause I've been thrilled to fantasy one too many times.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer, I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to stay.
I need another girl like you.
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. November 6th, the Mesa County, Colorado District Attorney's Office announced charges against two women who allegedly stole mail-in ballots, filled them out, and submitted them in an attempt to test the ballot signature verification process. News site Colorado Politics reports that a U.S. Postal Service mail carrier, Vicki Lynn Stewart, allegedly provided Sally Jane Smith with 16 mail-in ballots intended for citizens in Grand Junction, Colorado. When county election officials found signature discrepancies, one intended voter contacted by the election office said they had not voted, and another voter using the state's ballot tracking system said the system showed he had voted when he had not. Local officials alerted the Colorado Secretary of State's office, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation launched an inquiry in late October. Smith is accused of filling out and returning the ballots and faces 6 counts of felony identity theft, 2 felony counts of attempting to influence a public servant, and 6 counts of forgery. Mail carrier Stewart faces 16 counts of felony identity theft, 16 felony counts of forgery, and attempting to influence a public servant. If convicted, both women face substantial fines and/or prison time. Such election fraud is so infrequent, it rarely, if ever, affects election outcomes. We have links to the detailed reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is reminding residents to get up to date on their utility bills as the winter heating disconnection moratorium begins. Under state law, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting essential services from November 1st to April 15th, regardless of whether a customer is able to pay their bill. However, if a customer's services had already been disconnected prior to November 1st, utility companies are not required to turn services back on until they've received payment or a customer has agreed to a payment arrangement. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer are spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. A Minnesota teen was killed when his kayak overturned in Barron County over the weekend. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the teen was kayaking on Kirby Lake when he capsized a little after noon on Saturday. When authorities arrived, they found 2 people in the water who said a third person had gone under but didn't come back up. Authorities used sonar and divers to find the teenager and began life-saving measures. He was flown to a hospital in Minnesota but died on Sunday as a result of his injuries. Dozens of workers will be losing their jobs with the closure of Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. The announcement that the brewery would be closing was made last week as Molson Coors plans to centralize their production operations. 56 workers in Chippewa Falls will be laid off when the brewery officially closes in January. City officials are confident those workers will be able to find more manufacturing work in the local area. The brewery had stood in Chippewa Falls for more than 150 years. The Liney Lodge will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
CFW.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom, getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses. asking about a scar. I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
80s, 90s,
me baby one more time,
and more. 105.7 CFW.